Hi everyone, today we're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 5 through 11. Indeed, I consider that I am not in the least inferior to these super apostles. Even if I am unskilled in speaking, I am not so in knowledge. Indeed, in every way we have made this plain to you in all things. Or did I commit a sin in humbling myself so that you might be exalted, because I preached God's gospel to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by accepting support from them in order to serve you. And when I was with you and was in need, I did not burden anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied my need. So I refrained and will refrain from burdening you in any way. As the truth of Christ is in me, this boasting of mine will not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. Now, in yesterday's passage, we talked about how there was false teaching, false gospel being preached to the church in Corinth. And not only that, people were accepting it. Now, in this passage, Paul gives a name to the people teaching this false gospel. They were super apostles, what we see here in verse 5. Paul says, I'm not in the least inferior to these super apostles. Now, the use of this term seems to be pretty sarcastic on Paul's part. He might as well have, this obviously wouldn't have been something they did back then, but put that in quotes, like these quote-unquote super apostles. Now, not only is it likely sarcastic on Paul's part, but perhaps this is how these false teachers actually refer to themselves. They call themselves maybe super apostles. And if they did that, that tells us a lot about their character already. They sound proud already to us. Now, Paul, for the first time in this book then, as he talks about these super apostles, he stands up for himself very directly. And he says here, I am not inferior to these super apostles. Now, in verse 6, he recognizes, maybe I'm not as eloquent, I'm not as skilled in speaking as them, but he claims that he is very skilled in knowledge. Now, again, that doesn't sound very humble on his part, right? But which is not like a normal thing, you feel like, for like a Christian or like a great leader to say, but it's important to recognize what he's saying here. He is more skilled, he is greatly skilled in knowledge, and he says that it should be plain to you. When he says knowledge here, this isn't like Bible facts or trivia, right? Although I'm sure he was good at those things, right? I'm sure he knew his Bible facts. But this is knowledge about the gospel. It's an understanding of the gospel of Jesus. And as he says himself here, he's made that plain to the church. This church knows that he is knowledgeable about the gospel. And we know that as well, pretty plainly too, from his other writings, you know, like just half of the New Testament, right? He knows the gospel. Or maybe a better way to put it actually is that he really knows Jesus. He knows the good news of Jesus, good news of being with Jesus. And Paul here is essentially putting his foot down and saying, hey, I know this gospel, I know Jesus, and you should be listening to me as your spiritual leader. Then in verses 7 through 11 here, it gets a bit more personal. Paul says in verse 7, did I commit a sin in humbling myself so that you might be exalted because I preach God's gospel to you free of charge? Why does he say this here? Very likely, the so-called super apostles, who are also false teachers, they preached a false gospel to the church in Corinth, but in doing so, they didn't just preach a false gospel. They likely charged the church for it. Right, so they required payment for their false teaching. What a very bad deal. In contrast, Paul is telling them, hey, I preach you free of charge. Right? In verse 8, he tells us he robbed other churches accepting financial support from them to serve them for free. Now, in saying he robbed other churches, this is being hyperbolic here. He didn't rob the churches, actually, but he's in a sense like, with kind of strong language, hey, I took this money from these other people so I could preach to you, right? He was supported by, seems like, the church in Macedonia to preach in Corinth. But more important than like where the money came from, Paul's purpose in taking the support was so that he could refrain from being a burden to the church in Corinth. He wanted to be humble before them, not like exalted. He wanted them to be exalted. He didn't want the church in Corinth to have any reason to think that Paul was a burden to them, But much more than just like being a burden, I think he didn't want them to think he was being greedy at all. He didn't want them to think that like he was trying to gain from them in some way. Instead, what he wanted them to know is what he points out in verses 10 and 11, is that he wanted to boast about them, and essentially he wanted them to know that he loves them. All right, so what do we get from this passage for ourselves? Now, I've said this a bunch of times inside Corinthians. We're getting a picture of spiritual leadership, or what spiritual leadership should look like. And so just 2 points I just want to point out right from this passage. What is the foundation of spiritual leadership, of our spiritual leadership? It's our knowledge of the gospel. It's our knowledge of Jesus. Now, again, this is not Bible trivia. It is not being able to know or understand or explain all of the complicated theology of like the whole Bible, though those are good things, like Bible trivia and knowing theology are good. It's our knowledge of Jesus. It's both a head knowledge and a heart knowledge. It's knowledge of the good news, right? And this knowledge of the good news is being able to like understand why it is good news. Like, this is the foundation. And I think this is important because often when we think about leadership, especially within the church, we feel like we need to have all the answers, or we feel like we need to be good at this, or like have really eloquent prayers, or be really good at counseling, or really good at preaching in some way. And like, these are good skills, and it'd be great if we all learned skills or get better in certain skills, but at the heart of it, the foundation, it's knowledge of being with Jesus, knowledge of Jesus. That's the foundation. And that's what Paul is pointing at with his own life. It's not about his skill to preach. It's about his heart. It's his knowledge, his heart knowledge of the gospel. The second thing I want to point out is that in this brief passage, we see Paul's heart to be humble to the church, to not be a burden to them. Now, this is not a lesson on how pastors shouldn't get paid, because if it is, then, you know, our staff's in trouble. This is a lesson about being a good witness to others. There's, of course, nothing wrong with accepting support from the church. And actually, Paul is accepting support, just not from this church. He's from the church in Macedonia, it seems like. Other churches were supporting his ministry in Corinth. But again, it's so much more than just like, again, where the money is coming from or where the burden comes from. His reason for this was out of love. It was out of him wanting the church in Corinth to know that he was not ministering to them out of a desire for selfish gain. He didn't want to make money off of them. He didn't want them to have any idea that like he was using them in any way, or just exerting control over them, or just trying to like hurt them just so he can feel powerful. No, he wanted them to know that he loved them. That's why he humbles himself before them, because that as he humbles himself, as he serves them, they're exalted. They can grow. And they can't look at him as their spiritual leader and like look down at him, or just feel like, you know, he's like trying to hurt them or gain from them in some way. No, he wanted them to know that he deeply, deeply loved them. And the challenge for us in that is that, can we approach ministry like that? Can we approach leadership like that? Now, I don't think any of our leaders of our church are like trying to make money off of their family groups or anything like that. But when we are serving, are we serving in such a way where we are using people? Or are we serving trying to gain something from them? Maybe we're trying to gain status or reputation, or just checking off like a box on our like Christian resume. Or maybe we want a commendation from someone else within the church. Like, these are real things that we can very easily do. But instead, can we fight to let love be what guides our leadership and service? Can we humble ourselves before our brothers and sisters within the church and outside the church and let them know that, hey, this is not about me. It's not about me like gaining a convert or like, you know, like feeling better about myself. It's because I love you. Let's pray for this heart for ourselves, that we can love our church, love our brothers and sisters, and love this world in such a way where they know that we love them and it's not about us. These are challenging things for us as leaders, but it all starts with the knowledge of Jesus. Let's pray that we will go deeper with him, and as we do that, it'll deepen our love for one another. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we pray that you will use us, God, for your kingdom. As we get to know you, Jesus, more and more, as we know your good news, as we know your gospel, may we just be so filled with love that we cannot help but love others. And Lord, help us to love others unselfishly, not out of selfish ambition or gain, but may we do so just because we love others and want to see them exalted, see them draw closer to you, Jesus. So bless us, Lord. Move in our hearts this day. In your name we pray. Amen.